Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Aisha Brown is here. I'm glad she's here, too. She's a new friend known as the Tech Picasso. The Tech Picasso. She's a military veteran of the Air Force and the Marines. That makes her a very special person in our minds. She's a data and artificial intelligence specialist with Microsoft, and she's on a one-woman quest to help veterans join the tech industry, and that makes her two or three levels of hero in our eyes. Aisha Brown, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for your service. I'm so proud of you. I know you got a day job, but you're also working hard to help veterans join the tech industry. My audience knows that I've been focusing as much programming as we could over the last 24 years, almost on helping veterans. A lot of work with different private organizations like yours, as well as the SBA. Talk to us about what made you think that veterans needed to have a little extra help in getting into the tech industry.
I was a recruiter. I was on recruiting duty in South Central LA. And while I was there, I came across a lot of Vietnam vets, And I never forgot the history of how America treated the Vietnam vets when they came back.
Yeah, spit on. And it wasn't like now where people say thank you for your service and you're revered. 40 to 50 years ago, you didn't talk about being in the military. You did not wear your uniform any more than you had to, because I mean you could be hurt.
But now post 9/11, it's a different sentiment somewhat, but at the same time, a lot of people were getting out. A lot of veterans were getting out, but not taking care of their next chapter. Mm-hmm. And I know that tech is the equalizer. You know, tech is the absolute equalizer, because you can be, you know, an amputee, you can be deaf, you can be autistic, black, white, any nationality, any creed, color, and there is a spot for you in tech. You can be technical, you can be non-technical, you can be analytical, you can be conversational. It's the one place where everyone has a voice and everyone has a purpose. So for me, it was all this life experience. We get all this exposure to different cultures, to different technologies, to different aspects of life. It's a perfect place for a veteran to come into, because we have this opinion and this perception that a lot of people don't get exposed to. So when, you know, we're designing products, if we're making something, I'm like, well, have you ever really thought about how that would affect the military if they use that? And I'm that person at the table a lot. Like, I don't think that's going to work.
Good for you.
Take your real life experience and just be able to make it work. And you know, now that I get to work in the U.S. Army as my customer right now, to be like, hey, in a real world scenario, this would be crucial, because and help those things, those technologies come to fruition, just because I've been there.
Are you saying that when you talk to veterans about their next chapter, as you call it, which is an excellent way to say it, when you talk to them that they either they're not as likely to consider tech, or if they do, they're intimidated by it? Are you saying those things?
I think the intimidation factor. I don't think the military does a very good job at teaching us what we're actually capable of.
Right.
You know that you know your job.
And you and I both know something I've said on the show here many times. You and I both know a veteran coming out of any of the levels of service, any of the branches of service, understands organization, understands the hierarchy, understands chain of command, understands leadership, has probably trained and led a group of men and women, maybe in other parts of the world. They understand discipline. They understand performance. They understand critical thinking. A veteran is a very accomplished person, even if they don't know your industry, aren't they?
Absolutely. They understand accountability and deliverables. You know, if this needs to be done by 10 a.m. on Tuesday, you know, at 9:59, you can expect that it's already done and it's sitting there waiting to be picked up.
Well, I've been encouraging small business owners to give veterans a chance. Put them at the head of the line for a number of reasons. But what you're saying, I think, is really important. You know, and we're all like this, Aisha. I can remember needing to spiff up my years ago, many years ago, if I was going to change careers, reinvent myself, I would sit down and try to, you know, spiff up my resume, and I'd say, wait a minute, I forgot that I knew how to do that. And then I get through with my resume, you know, chronicling the things that I'd learned in the last 5 years, and I'd realize, wait a minute, I feel a little better about myself than I did a day ago. And that's what you're doing to help veterans, isn't it?
Absolutely. Most of them, you know, I ask, have you ever been on any field ops? Have you ever, you know, done any special workups? Have you deployed? Getting ready for a deployment is a project in itself.
Right.
And I'm like, you have project manager skills, you have program manager skills. And I show them how to break these skills down and explain them. A lot of it comes with translating the language and just because, you know, I joined at 17. And most of us joined 17, 18, in that young range.
Yeah.
So you really start your adult life.
I put my first uniform on at 18.
I put my first one at 17. I spent my 18th birthday in Air Force boot camp.
Well, but you know, another thing is really important to point out here, I think, as we go to a break, Aisha, and that is you're not only do you have these skills, you're going to be more competitive than a person who hasn't done these things. If you've just come out of your mama's basement and you're smart, you got an education, but you don't have any of these life experiences, you're not going to be as competitive as a veteran, I think. What do you think?
I agree. Completely agree. Because I can put a veteran in a high-pressure situation and they will perform.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really excited about what you're doing, Aisha. I'm proud of you for that. Would you give us the website, please?
Aisha Brown.com.
Aisha Brown.
Aisha Brown.
And it's just like you said, it says, folks, I-A-S-I-A Brown.com. Little I, big A, Aisha Brown.com. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.